So I said I was going to make three videos on this, so I'll do it, even though I pretty much covered the concept. The concept is this. That which follows is always jealous of that which leads. And the follower always thinks that they can lead better. I've seen it on jobs where employees think they know better than the boss, and then they don't want the responsibility. I've seen it in homes where the wife thinks she knows better than the man, but she don't want the responsibility. She might want it, but she can't do it. I've seen it in government. I've seen it in schools. I've seen it in the class thinks they know better than the professor. You know, I've seen it in the military. I've seen it everywhere. It's a pattern that's based on Jesus as the forerunner. He knows better than you. You think you know better than God. You think God's word was here before you were born. And so you think you're smarter than the word. Well, I can date this Jezebel. And I'm just talking about my own self here. I can date this Jezebel. I can overcome. You know, look at Samson. Samson thought he could just break the rules and not affect him. He ended up dead. Now, he did take out more Philistines by his death than his life, but my point is, the pattern is the created thinks they know better than the creator. The created thinks they know better than the creator. The witches think they know better than God. Eve was the first witch. She used sorcery. She used the demonic realm. Now there is a hidden realm, but either God reveals it to you or the devil. But the devil's going to give them a twisted reality. The devil's sorcery is always trying to destabilize and usurp authority, and to take away that which is stable and create a foundation that's unstable. The sine wave is unstable. The snake, the sin wave, is unstable. So what do you got to do? You got to nail that sin wave, that sine wave, to the cross. How do you do it? You can't do it. The only way you're going to nail that sin wave, that snake wave, to the cross is by faith in what Jesus did. Jesus is the only one that could to take and nail that sine wave to the cross. So it has to be faith alone, because you can't do it. You can try. You can try. The world's trying. They're trying to medicate you to take away the sine wave. Sorry, I had to take a drink of water. The world's trying to medicate you, take away your sin wave, take away your anger, take away your depression, take away your whatever. They're trying to medicate the sine wave, but they can't do it. Only way to take away the sin wave, the snake, the sine wave, is nail it to the cross. The snake, when it travels, it's like a curve, right? When you look at a woman, she's got a bunch of curves. She's attractive. Men like to look at the women because they got the curves. And why do you think Kim Kardashian are always showing off her curves? Because she's the Jezebel. She's showing off her curves. She's proud of them. And she tried to take down her husband. Didn't work. He married the wrong one. It's his own fault, though. See, it's his own fault. He should have known. But he was. I don't even think he was saved at the time he married. And if he is saved, I think he is. It's a long process. But in Hebrews 12, it talks about the foundation. The foundation that can be shaken will be shaken. But the foundation that is solid is solid. It can't be shaken. There's a kingdom. The kingdom of the flesh is shakable. Up and down. the kingdom of the Spirit is unshakable. So that's why you must be born again to be stable. That's why you need spiritual truth. That's why you need to rightly divide the word of truth. Because if you don't, you're unstable. You can be saved, but you're still unstable. You might say, well, I'm saved, but why am I unstable? The flesh mind. You're using the energy of the flesh to try to solve your problem. You're using the energy of the flesh to try to function down here. When you're out on the ocean, you get seasick if you're on a boat, and if it's up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, moving left to right, up and down. That's how they destabilize you. So what happens when you hit shore? You're shored up. So when you have a foundation that's crumbling, you take some 2x4s and shore it up. And then you repair the foundation, and then you put the new 2x4s in, and you fix your foundation. But you have to have something to shore it up. So when you're out on the ocean, the waves of the sea are up and down, up and down. If you can find a log out in the sea, you grab hold of the wood, and you become stable. Because you're trying to swim inside those waves, you're not going to make it. See, that's what they're doing with the politics right now. The red versus blue is unstable. They're doing the red versus blue to destabilize you. Those who are unstable die. The wars, COVID, the heat, they control the weather. Just type in weather modification and Google it. They've been controlling the weather for 40 years. The weather, the news, the music. They want you in the flesh because the flesh is unstable. So the Jezebel woman, instead of the spirit-filled woman, she wants to paint her face and get you to have fun. And vampire off your stability, and while she's vampiring off of your stability and making you unstable, she's got another one in her scope. She's vampiring off of their stability. That's all it is. In Proverbs says her ways are past finding out. Well, if you got the spirit of truth, you know what her ways are. If you just look at the fractal hologram, she's vampiring off of stable guys at different. The Bible says her ways take you to hell. She's vampiring off these different men because she's not stable. She can't be stable if she's in the flesh. So she takes and projects her instability just like a witch. A witch tries to project her instability onto you. If you'll take it, if you'll receive it. The secret is not receiving it. Claim the blood, it bounces back. She gets destabilized. And if it's a saved woman who's spirit-filled, the men are trying to do it. The worldly men are trying to destabilize her and try to make her into a Jezebel, to be honest with you. The worldly men are trying to take the spirit-filled women and turn them into Jezebels. Seriously. The worldly women are trying to take a spirit-filled man and destroy him because the flesh persecutes the spirit. The worldlings are unstable. That's why their system's unstable. The saved people stand on the rock, a solid foundation. You might get knocked down, but you get back up. You don't need drink. You don't need smoke. You don't need drug. You don't need bars. You don't need substance abuse. You don't need the world's entertainment. If you cut off the noise, God will speak to you. He'll teach you. It'll be a small, still voice, but if you're aware of it, you're paying attention, you're going to grow exponentially. Everybody around you is going to be the same. And they won't even be able to hear you. Most of the time, they can't even hear you. Unless you're a good teacher, they can't really hear you. Unless you can break it down, they can't even hear you. I mean, really. It's like talking to an AI robot, because you try to tell an AI robot, just go online and talk to an AI robot online. they can't understand spiritual truth. They just, they can quote it. It's just like a AI robot. They heard it. They can quote it. But there's no comprehend. They can't digest. It's not a part of them. They don't understand what you're saying. All that to say is that which follows always wants to persecute that which leads. The creation wants to usurp the creator till they get born again, till they realize that somebody loved them enough to go to the cross and die for them. And then as Jesus was obedient even to the death of the cross, you can take up your cross. It doesn't mean you have to let people treat you like a doormat, but you just take up your cross. If they cross the boundaries, you put a bigger boundary up. And then if you have to put them in check, you put them in check. Face-to-face check. If they want to come at you with some fighting, stay in the spirit, but give them back what they... Don't go into that. Just give them back what they're giving you, but that's not really who you are. If somebody's calling you stupid, call them stupid back, but don't mean it. Don't get mad about it. Just say, all right, I'll show them how it feels. But that's not who you are. My point is, the best thing to do is just walk away from flesh creatures, flesh conversation. Stay in the spirit walk, because they want to pull you down to their playing field because they're masters at it. Just stay in the spirit. Don't even try to put them in check. The universe will put them in check. God will put them in check. Pray for them. Bless, you know, pray for your enemies. Give your enemy water and bread. And it heaps coals of fire on their head, you know. Do what you, I mean, you're going to learn. If you're saved, you're going to learn from every experience. So you do what the Bible says, but if you do put them in check in the natural, watch their reaction. They didn't expect it from you because they thought, oh, well, they're saved. They're not gonna fight back. See what happens if you do fight back. See what happens. They're shocked. They don't know what to think.